Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.
Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Tomorrow is a special day on the gardening and environmental calendar. Tomorrow is World Bee Day, and this special day draws attention to the importance of bees. Bee population numbers are decreasing around the world. Over the past few years, almost 90% of the bee population has been wiped out. This is due to the use of pesticides and the lack of flowers in gardens and habitat loss. An interesting fact about bees is that a bee can visit between 50 and 100 flowers on a nectar and pollen collection trip out of the hive. Amazingly, it takes about 2 million flowers to make half a kilo of honey. Another interesting fact is that bees have been declared the most important living creatures on the planet. So what makes bees so important? It is because they play a vital role in pollinating the world's food crops. Bees are responsible for pollinating about a third of the world's food supply. Crops pollinated by bees include apples, pears, blueberries, and other fruit. Bees also pollinate watermelons, cucumbers, pumpkins, and certain grain crops used to feed cattle. Without healthy bees, then, the meat industry would also be affected. So because bee numbers around the world are dwindling at such a rapid rate, as a gardener, you can take action to help the situation. Make your garden bee-friendly by planting an abundance of flowers. Choose strongly scented flowers. Bees have a keen sense of smell, so will smell flowers before they see them. Once they are closer, bees are then attracted to blue, yellow, white, purple, and violet flower colors. Plants that are loved by bees include ericas, hibiscus, aloes, poppies, geraniums, calendula, sunflowers, alyssum, and marigolds. They are particularly fond of purple and violet flowers, so you can plant purple flowering plants like heliotrope and salvias. There are also several herbs that attract bees like borage, basil, thyme, lavender, sage, and rosemary. Another way to make your garden more bee-friendly is to avoid using pesticides as far as possible. Many insecticides are non-specific, so they kill all insects, including the beneficial ones. Rather find eco-friendly alternatives to deal with problem pests so that bees and other beneficial creatures can continue their good work. Because bees are so beneficial, we need to do our bit to save the bees. Let's be mindful of how we garden so that the bees can thrive. That's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend and happy World Bee Day tomorrow.
We've got you covered. CCFM is everywhere. Everywhere.
Visit our website, www.ccfm.org.za, for everything you want to know about CCFM.
That's www.ccfm.org.za. Oh,